This is Living the RV Dream, episode 319 for Friday, April
19, 2024. I'm riding,
riding in my RV,
wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers! Hello, fellow pelican heads and happy travelers around the world, full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, schoolie builders, tent campers, I don't know, overlanders, everybody out there, welcome to the show. I am Robert Morales, Traveling Robert on YouTube and everywhere else, and yeah, we're back at the Flagami Studio. As you know, that's the name of my home studio here in the Miami, Florida area. And here we are, the trip that was. This was certainly a slightly different trip from the ones that we've made before. And this year has been full of plan changes, which is totally cool, you know, as long as as we scratch that itch to hitch and that itch to travel, you know, and see different things. This was about 6 weeks long. Part of the reason for this trip, the main reason, let's face it, and I spoke about it last week, was the total solar eclipse of 2024, which happened April 8th, 10, 9, 11 days ago. We managed to actually, it turned out to be a great location, and just west of Austin, Texas, at Sun Outdoors, Lake Travis, which, and that was the other reason, part of the reason for this trip. I had a couple of, you know, I had a deal with Sun Outdoors to do a couple of videos at their RV resorts, but this was a different kind of deal. It's not a video for my channel. It's not a video that I have to edit. You know, they're doing the whole production. I'm just the spokesperson, if you will. My title is talent. I don't know if I have any talent at that, but you know, they came with the production crew, and it's gonna be like a, you know, they want to do something similar to like an Anthony Bourdain kind of style series. I think it was good, and one of the main benefits that I got, besides the monetary one, it was I got to experience certain things that I just hit my mic. I'm sorry about that. I got to experience certain things that I probably wouldn't have done otherwise, some things that I had never done before. Like, for example, getting on a zip line. I had never done a zip line before, and that was really cool. We did a jeep tour in Moab, which I probably would have done at some point. But and what else did we do? We did some cave tours in San Antonio. Overall, it was a very great, great experience, actually. And, you know, for the first time working with the crew was fantastic. So such talented people who obviously love what they do. And I'll let you know when it comes out. I have no idea when it's going to come out. And then the third reason for this trip was Pelican Camp West. As you know, the dream. The dream is to be able to have several home bases, you know, inexpensive land around the country at strategic places. And, of course, the original Pelican Camp in North Florida turned out great. And it's going to be the main Pelican Camp, the only one that is developed at this moment. But we managed to find a piece of land out west. And it wasn't like my ideal. You know, once you have an ideal, something that you think that you want, and I wanted something a little larger than an acre, and I wanted something a little more remote. But what happens when you're remote, especially in Arizona? The roads are really bad. So I mean, we looked at three particular areas, actually a fourth one. The first area that we were looking at was the Sholo slash Snowflake area. You know, and several other famous YouTubers have a bud land there, namely Nomadic Fanatic, Campervan Kevin, and I think Mike from Living Free is also looking at land in that area. And I like it. I like the land in that area. And if you can find, you know, it was time. If I have the time to spend the time there, I really look for a plot of land, something with a view of the mountains, something private, something larger than an acre, which is hard to find in that area. Something with where the road to it doesn't suck. You know, you don't need 4x4. You don't need 4-wheel drive. You can tow a trailer to it, which is the main thing, right? And I really fell in love with a 40-acre piece of land near. And I'm going to show it to you on video near Snowflake, actually. But the road going to it was quite an adventure. So eventually we decided to move a little farther west. And actually we went to, it's called Valley. Or actually it's pronounced like Valley, but in Spanish. Like it's not pronounced like written, Valle. That would be the V-A-L-L-E. And that's just north of Williams, kind of halfway between Williams and the Grand Canyon. It's by that Grand Canyon junction where they have the Flintstones RV park. And I saw some land, and there's a developed area near the corner there, which is, you know, pretty nice. Not a whole lot of privacy because it's just, you know, plots of land next to each other. Not a whole lot of vegetation. We're in the desert here, some juniper tree and whatnot. And this is where Aja of Pandemonium, you know, the tribe, they bought land there. And other, YouTubers, of course. And again, you know, the larger plots of land are a little farther away and the roads are an adventure to drive. So eventually, you know, we said, oh, let's continue. I mean, I kind of would have bought there, but let's continue a little farther west because we had some friends and viewers who had bought land in Golden Valley. Now, Golden Valley, same as, you know, Valley, where Aja bought. Let me rewind to the Sholo Pine Top area. It's kind of out of the way. It's not on a crossroads, you know. Either way, you have to drive at least an hour south from I-40. Now, the one by the Grand Canyon Junction, the great thing is, it's kind of like a crossroads. You're kind of close to I-40 and Williams, and you're like 45 minutes from the south rim of the Grand Canyon. And if you drive south, you're kind of close to Sedona. I mean, it's kind of an area, it's a desirable area. But then again, they said to go to west, Golden Valley. Golden Valley is 5 minutes, 10 minutes from, depending where you buy the land, from Kingman. Kingman is a crossroads. Kingman is right on Route 66. You are about 90 minutes from Las Vegas. I mean, it's far away from all these places, but it's kind of close. You know, you are close to the California border if you want to drive half an hour or a little more to to Nevada. And California, you are a couple hours from the Grand Canyon to the west. You are even kind of close to Quartzsite or Lake Havasu. I mean, it's and I'm trying to give myself a pep talk here because we did buy an acre of land there, and it has something that is positive and negative. You know, we have a lot of Cholla cacti, which look beautiful from afar. But they're quite dangerous if you happen to run into one of them. So I'm going to, you know, there's an area in the middle of the property in the high ground that we're going to have to clear out and, clear out and you know, get rid of all the needles, if that's what they're called. And I don't know, in Florida we do asphalt millings. I don't know what kind of, you know, driveway we're going to be able to do out there. But and we also looked at an area called Yucca, Arizona, but we didn't. The roads were not so great, and we are Golden Valley. It's a valley surrounded by mountains. It's a pretty area, and I can't wait to go back and develop it. And the other thing, the other purpose of this trip, and the fourth purpose. And this is the more travel-related one. You know, we wanted to explore some of the areas that we have skipped in previous trips, mainly Big Bend. Big Bend National Park, it's one of those underrated national parks, kind of out of the way. That's why, you know, not as many people know of it or visit it. But it should definitely be on your radar, on your bucket list there. I mean, especially if you like hiking, lots of hiking trails. It is a park definitely to be hiked. And what else did we do? You know, out of the way places, and I'm editing that video right now. You know, the very large array in New Mexico. We all saw it in movies like Contact. You know, that's what they used to contact the aliens. It's a huge network of radio telescopes, and there's like version 2.0 they're building now. So I don't know if this one is becoming outdated. And I mean, it kind of felt like there was nobody there. They didn't look very active at the moment. We did that. Another place that I've driven through, and I thought it was bigger actually, but I was pleasantly surprised with the short hike, and that was the Valley of Fires, which is this huge lava field in New Mexico. Both of these are in New Mexico, and that was kind of an in-between place between Big Bend and our quest for Pelican Quest. So after we got the property in Golden Valley, we went to Las Vegas to celebrate, because why not? And then another thing that I wanted to see around Las Vegas. By the way, this time, Las Vegas, it never stopped raining. I mean, it's not supposed to rain in Las Vegas. Well, we visited the new thing, which is that sphere that it's a leap in technology. It's still kind of glitchy the way it happened, you know. I believe it's like an 18K screen. I mean, it's crazy, the resolution and the frame rate and the level of, you know, it looks very realistic, very immersive. I mean, it's very expensive, but I recommend you do it at least once, right? I would love to see a concert there. I think that's what the venue is more also suited for, or better suited for. But the concerts I hear are outrageously expensive. So I settled for it's a movie. Let's face it, it's a movie, a little over an hour. It is what it is. I just wanted to experience that leap, that feat of technology, and you know, the directional audio. I mean, it's very well made. What else did we do? Well, I wanted to do the portion of the Mojave Road and some of roading out there in the desert. But with the rain, it was going to be a muddy mess. So we did something else that I wanted to do in this area. You know, it's all those things that we've skipped on previous trips. And I think that was the travel theme of this particular journey. And of course, what's northwest of Las Vegas in the Mojave Desert? Area 51. So we, you know, stayed at the small town of Rachel. We couldn't stay at the RV park because apparently they were expecting some people to show up who never showed up. But they allowed us to boondock in their parking lot for free. So I'm like, yeah, thank you very much. They sell you a map of all the three or four places where you can get approach, you know, get close to Area 51. So we did that. And it was very exciting. You know, it is true that there's a white SUV, you know, on top of a hill. And if you go past the no trespassing sign, you know, bad things could happen. Luckily, you know, nothing happened to us. We were, it was all good. It was good to see. I did a time lapse at night, and I think we saw something, but I'll let you be the judge of that one. What else? And from there, we traveled east towards Utah, because, we had one of the videos was in Moab. But we enjoyed Utah tremendously. And, you know, there were a couple of places that we had skipped in previous trips. One of them, Capitol Reef National Park. I've driven through Capitol Reef many times, but I had never actually done any hikes or the scenic drive or anything like that. And unfortunately, some of the dirt roads, actually most of the dirt roads, were closed due to, you know, they were impassable. They had an unusual amount of rain in the area, and snow. We actually got some little bit of snow. Another park that we visited that, again, I hadn't done much at was Grand Staircase Escalante. There's a road called the Hole in the Rock Road, and there are several hiking trails around there that you can do, like slot canyons, but we did Devil's Garden, it is called. We did this great rock formation, so it's a short hike. I mean, it's one of those things that you have to do, and this road is called the Hole in the Rock Wayside, Hole in the Rock, it's a dirt road. It's not too bad, actually. And it's a beautiful drive. We definitely have to go back. The weather, you know, one thing that we learned, that the weather sometimes does not cooperate. So it is what it is. We did a couple more things in Escalante, and mainly we did the Lower Calf Creek Falls. And this is a trail, you know, it's a long-ish, but not a whole lot of elevation to be gained or lost. It's about 6 miles round trip, beautiful waterfalls. And this is right next to the Hogback, which is that section of Highway 12. That, you know, it's like a Hogback. You have the precipice on both sides. That is very unique. What can I say about Utah? You know, Utah has got to be, and after this trip, I think I like Utah even more. It's one of the most beautiful states, and I can't wait to go back. And I could spend a lifetime in Utah and still not see everything. And I'm sorry I'm rambling a little bit on this particular episode. I'm just reflecting on the things that that happened on this trip. Of course, in Capitol Reef, I did a hike that I had been meaning to do since our trip of 2014. Cassidy Arch is one of the few arches that you can actually walk on top of it. And then after Utah, you know, I had to be in Austin, Texas for the solar eclipse, and my original idea was to go up in Colorado, and but it's a little too early in the season for Colorado, right? There's this thing called winter that happens at higher latitudes and higher elevations, and the Floridian and me didn't realize. I mean, we could have done a lot in Colorado. I wanted to do, you know, Telluride and do the Durango Silvertone, steam locomotive railroad, do those things. But, you know, I decided not to do it. I decided to go to Valley of the Gods, which is, of course, one of my favorite places in the whole West. What happens to Valley of the Gods? Well, it snowed as we were leaving Moab, so we didn't go to Valley of the Gods. We decided to make a beeline for Albuquerque, New Mexico, with a pit stop at the Four Corners Monument. Because we were so close that might as well. So I can't wait to share all these the adventures with you on video, coming soon. I mean, this Sunday is going to be the last installment of the Big Bend saga. And then there's going to be a Big Bend movie that actually just finished rendering, so I'm going to upload it right now. It's going to be a two-hour movie, all Big Bend. So I hope you enjoy that. And that's pretty much it for this short episode. Next week, we're going to talk about some other destinations, I'm sure. Until then, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle. Because I'm free in my RV.